right now, it's time to talk travel, and we're joined by Megan Singleton. Good morning to you, Megan.
Good morning, Andrew.
Yes, the Oscars are being held tomorrow in the former Kodak Theatre, now the Dolby Theatre, and you went there last year.
I was. So Dolby have just got 20 years of naming rights. I'm not sure what that's worth, but I managed to find that Kodak had paid $75 million for its naming rights. And then because they filed for bankruptcy protection, they're not going bankrupt,
yeah.
That meant that that contract expired or they were able to get out of it or whatever. So what that must be worth, I can have no idea.
Yeah.
But that's where it's all happening tomorrow. Are you very excited?
Oh, I'm really looking forward to it. Really looking forward to it. The films have been outstanding, and I know there is 9 of them actually nominated, but all of them are magnificent films, and I've seen about 5 out of the 9. And
oh, you're good.
Real eye candy, beautifully acted, real works of art, and so it's going to be a good awards presentation.
So they're all going to be flocking on the Hollywood Boulevard, as you've said, at the new Dolby Theatre, the 85th Oscars. Now, if you've been there, it's not a great part of town. It's not where you would recommend people visiting LA. It's not where you head to first. There's a few other places, I would say. But they are doing up that street, and I walked down it this last year. And, there's some great shopping. It's also where you go for all your celebrity tours. And if you've ever seen on ETV the show TMZ,
yes.
TMZ, if you heard of it, so they basically take tourists like you and me around in their van, but they are filming and they're actually stalking celebrities as they go with cameras. They pull them over, they yell out their windows, and all the passengers are on board taking their, photos for Facebook and that sort of thing. And this is where you get these tours from. So it's kind of an irony, I suppose, that all these celebrities, it'll be closed off today and the red carpets will be rolled out and there the celebs will be right in front of the very people who make their living stalking them.
Well, going on a tour to actually stalk celebrities seems vaguely horrific to me, but at the same time I can't imagine how much fun it would be.
Oh, so much fun. I went on a tour that actually was just of celebrity homes, and I have to say it was a little bit nothing, and I wouldn't recommend that one because, you might see someone come out and they have in the past, they might be mowing their lawn, but in all reality you just have to believe what the driver says. That's the chimney of Tom Cruise's house. Through the valley there. But no, I think the TMZ tour would be the one to go on. And of course, lots of celebrities own restaurants over there. So I put up a blog just quickly this morning, which is one I did last year, about where the celebrities' restaurants are. So if you are a real boffin and you want to head over there and rub shoulders with as many rich and famous people as you can, there's quite a few. Like Ryan Gosling owns one, Robert De Niro owns one, Eva Longoria owns one, and they turn up and they bring their beautiful friends to turn up with them. So it's all very exciting over there. And of course, right now, what I wanted to say as well, I was at hobnobbing with a whole lot of American travel trade this week. They were in town, and Air Pacific were there, and they're about to launch their new brand, Fiji Airways, this year. You might have heard about that last year. They announced it. So they've got a launch fare in the market right now to head up to LA via Fiji for $14.99. So I've got a blog on there. You can look inside that brand new aircraft. They've got the Airbus 330, which they will be flying on that route. So that's fantastic. So you can also have a Fiji stopover on the way there or back if you wish.
Yes, I don't know. Fiji Airways somehow seems smaller than Air Pacific.
Well, they used to be Fiji Airways, and in the 70s they changed it to Air Pacific because they wanted to incorporate more of what, the whole of the Pacific region. But what they've realised is they actually weren't really owning and being proud of their own legacy. We could have called ourselves Air Pacific too, but we've stuck with Air New Zealand, and I like that. And their livery, just jump on my blog just to have a look at their new livery just for a start. They've got like tarpa cloth on the tail of the plane, and they've gone away from that sort of rainbow stripes that Air Pacific used to have, and it's all those browns and cream colours, and I think it's exciting for them. And they've also added a whole lot of new routes, and so from Fiji you can now hop to all of the other islands directly. You can go to Hawaii directly from there, and you can go to Hong Kong directly.
Well, they've become like a hub then, and that's great.
They have.
All the details on this relaunch and more about travel in Los Angeles is all on Megan's blog site, bloggeratlarge.com is the website, bloggeratlarge.com. Megan, thanks very much. Talk next week.
Thanks, Andrew. Andrew.